It's very important to know what it is, what is the proof that my life is pleasing to the Lord, like we heard. We read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1 to 5, our fathers, the Israelites who came out of Egypt, passed through the sea, were baptized in the sea, they ate the same spiritual food, drank the same spiritual drink, but God was not pleased with them. For 40 years, think if a man stood up here and spoke the truth, one of those Israelites, and said, brothers and sisters, let me give you my testimony. I was a slave in Egypt. And I came to the Red Sea. I did not know how to go across. The Egyptians were chasing me. But God made a way. Split the sea. And I walked through it. Once I crossed, He closed up the sea and the Egyptian army was drowned. God loves me. Then I was in the desert, didn't know where to go. And I saw a pillar of cloud coming from heaven. You don't believe this, brothers and sisters? It actually happened. I'm telling you it happened to me. It led me, not for one or two days, years and years and years. And at night, it would become a pillar of fire protecting me from wild animals. And you know, we couldn't get food in the desert. You know what happened, brothers and sisters? Morning, food would drop from heaven. Every day, not one or two days. 40 years. We didn't have water to drink. Our leader Moses would hit the rock and the water would come out. Our slippers, sandals, 40 years we wore them in the desert. Our clothes never tore for 40 years. How much God loves us. But would you believe that God is not pleased with this man who is giving it such a testimony? Most Christians would sit with their mouth open and say, wow, what a man of God. What experiences he had. He must be living very close to God. God was not pleased with him. He killed him in the wilderness. Believe that? Please remember that when you sit with your mouth open watching all these television preachers and these public meetings where they talk about healings and all. Don't be deceived. This man who testified here had more miracles than that man talks about. And for 40 years, genuine miracles, no fake miracles. A man who experienced so many miracles. Not one person, 600,000 people like that. God was not pleased with them. Don't tell me God answered your prayer miraculously, so God is pleased with me. No, sir. He may not at all be pleased with you, even though He healed your child from cancer, or delivered you from certain death, or split open a sea for you. He may not be pleased with you. None of us have experienced miracles like these people experienced in the wilderness. God was not pleased with them. Now I'll tell you about another man. Jesus. He says, I grew up in a small village, Nazareth. Everybody called me illegitimate son of Mary. They scandalized me. You know, we had a small village. Everybody knew that my mother was pregnant. They did not know it was by the Holy Spirit. They thought it was some Roman soldier made my mother pregnant. And I lived with that shame upon me. When I go to school, people would point out to me and say, that's the boy. You don't know who his father is. And I lived with that for 30 years. In school, they would tease me. My father was not rich. He was a carpenter. He could not give me the expensive clothes that other people had. They would make fun of me, the clothes I wore. And we struggled. I had four brothers and two sisters. We didn't have a big house. All seven of us slept in one room. But we were happy. My brothers and sisters would irritate me a lot. God gave me grace to love them. And my father died when I was 18 years old, and the burden of the family came upon me. So I went into the carpentry shop and I sweated and I went around Nazareth trying to get orders. I had to get orders for carpentry to feed. There were 7 people at home, my mother, my 6 brothers and sisters, and myself, 8. I had to work hard. My brothers and sisters were not so cooperative. I had to provide for them. And I would work morning till evening in the carpenter shop. And I was very honest, not like some of the other cheating carpenters. They would cheat, and so it was a big struggle for me to survive being absolutely honest with my carpentry work. And somebody asked, did you experience any miracles in your life? No miracles, zero. I never experienced one supernatural miracle. I never saw an angel. I never had any shaking experience. No light. Did you have any pillar of cloud come? No. Did you get food from heaven any day? No, I had to work hard to earn my food. And at the end of 30 years, God says, this is the one with whom I am well pleased. You see the contrast? Those people who saw all those miracles, God says, I was not pleased with them. And this one who experienced no miracle, God was well pleased with him. I'm sorry to say, many people in CFC churches have not understood this, even today. They sit with their mouths open at miracles. That person, oh, we should listen to that person on the TV. Yeah. What if someone says, I had to work hard, I never experienced a miracle, but I lived an upright life. I didn't make much money, but I never cheated anyone. In the carpentry shop, every piece of furniture I sold was correct. No cheating. I earned honestly. I didn't earn much, but we had enough. We lived simply in our house. Who is God pleased with? Understand that in your life. It is righteousness that pleases God. And don't think because your church, but because your prayer was answered, God is pleased with you. Not at all. God answers the prayers of many, many people whom He is not pleased with. Greatest example is in the wilderness. 600,000 people, they prayed, they got answers. Whereas this one who pleased God continuously, when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? No answer. No answer to a question he's asking. Is answer to prayer the proof that God loves you? No. It is when God can witness in your conscience that you have lived free from sin, that you have not hurt other people, that you have been upright in your work, in your business, and you have forgiven people who hurt you. When they call you Beelzebub, you say, Father, forgive them. When they kill you, you say, Father, forgive them. That's the one who's pleasing to the Father. God loves everybody. He loved those people in the wilderness. He loved Jesus. But it was Jesus who pleased him. So when we talk about the mystery of godliness, that Jesus came in the flesh, and we had to run the race looking unto Jesus, let's not forget. The Father could testify from heaven, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He's never preached a sermon so far in 30 years. He's never cast out a demon. He's never healed a sick person. He has not received miracles from heaven. But I am well pleased with him. What is it that pleases the Father? His life. And I pray that in CFC we'll never forget that. Many times I have cried out to God and said, Dad, that's what I call him in private, Dad, can you say about me? This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. I'll do anything, Lord, if you can say that about me. That's all I want in my life. I pray that we'll have a generation of people like that in India who have only one desire. I want to be well-pleasing to my Heavenly Father, to my Savior who did so much for me.